From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, Syria. The planes targeted two opposition-held neighborhoods, killing more than 20 people. The government's Sana News Agency, meanwhile, is reporting rebel shelling on government-controlled districts in the western part of Aleppo. They say there at least four people were killed and 14 wounded. Earlier Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin, under intense Western criticism for Russia's military role in Syria, canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their upcoming meeting focus solely on Syria. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russia-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a Shiite shrine in Kabul Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in Kartasaki area, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. No one has claimed responsibility. The Pentagon said Tuesday it is evaluating a military response to recent failed missile attacks on U.S. naval ships in the Red Sea. It warned Yemen-based Houthi rebels that they launched the missiles at their own peril. The rebels are thought to be responsible for the recent attacks. This is VOA News.